Welcome to a brand new edition of the UIW Athletics Podcast. This is your host, Shane Melling. I'm posting this podcast a little later in the week than we normally do, but got a last-minute interview with a track athlete as before they're heading out to their meet on Saturday at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Track is opening up the outdoor season after concluding the indoor season 2 weeks ago at the Southland Conference Championships. So now we get into the outdoor season. All our spring sports are in full go right now. Baseball is at home this weekend. They played Thursday night against Central Michigan, lost 3-0. They have a game tonight at 6:30, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 11. So be sure to come out and watch them play. Softball is also at home on Saturday. They will be taking on University of Houston Victoria in a doubleheader. That starts at 2:00. Softball is 11-13 on the season. Baseball 5-12 right now, both in their first year Division One. Southland Conference play has not yet started for either of those teams. Men's and women's tennis are both on the road this weekend, but they will be back home very soon. And I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting any other sport that's currently playing. Basketball season's wrapped up last weekend. The women finished at 8-19, while the men finished at 21-6. A great season for them. They had postseason awards. Denzel Livingston was named second team All-Conference, and he was named to the All-Defensive Team in the Southland Conference. So congratulations to Denzel. First year for the Cardinals, they were 9-5 in conference play, ineligible to play in the conference tournament, but a great season for the men's basketball team. The golf team, men's golf, played this week. They had their lone home meet of the season. They played out at Sentara on the North Course. The men came in second to SFA, finishing just 5 strokes behind. They were 10 strokes back heading into the final round. Made a nice push, but couldn't quite make the complete comeback. Austin Jordan, and who you will listen here later on in the show, and Chris Martinez both finished in a tie for second. And the men have been playing well. A number of top three finishes here in the spring season, and we will look for them to compete extremely well at the Southland Conference Championships coming up in April. Well, let's get to the interviews. We'll have Austin Jordan from the men's golf team and Matthew Harris from men's track. Hope you enjoy, and be sure to continue to tune in to your UIW Athletics Podcast. Okay, joining us now is men's golfer Austin Jordan. Austin, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Going well, and you're coming off a strong performance at our own tournament, the Lids Memorial Tournament out at Sentara. You came in second place, tied with teammate Chris Martinez. You guys came in second place as a team, tried to make the comeback against TMF Austin, came up just a couple strokes short. But how would you say the team played this week? And then we'll talk about how you played.
Yeah, the team played pretty good. We dug ourselves too big a hole on the first day to come back. I think we were 10 behind coming in. So that was going to be a lot to make up. And we played really well the second day. Got, 5 shots back.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty good comeback, but it was just too big a hole to dig ourselves out of. But I was pleased with how we played at our home course.
Now, you played extremely well over the last, the whole last day other than one hole, really. But on the back nine, you shot a 31. Just take us through what the back nine felt like for you. Did it just seem like you were in the zone? Everything you looked at was going to go in?
Yeah, I got a little hot with the putter. It was a lot of fun. It was probably the most fun I've had on the course in quite a while. Yeah, I made a bad mistake on 5 because I was trying to play a little aggressive starting the day off because I felt like I needed to make a move.
Right.
But other than that one hole, I played pretty well on the front nine with 8 pars. And then the wind picked up on the back nine, and 10 was playing really tricky. It was hard to judge the wind, but I managed to make a par there and almost made a birdie on 11. And then the putter got hot, and I eagled 13 and birdied the last 3 holes.
I feel bad because I saw you on 10 and 11, and then I went and watched a couple other guys play, and then you come in on 18, and they're like, he's on fire right now. I'm like, what? and you basically stuffed it on 18. I don't know, what were you, four or six feet away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Made the putt. You gave the little fist pump.
Yeah, I don't usually fist pump. At the end of that nine, I was pretty happy, so I went ahead. Yeah, last year when you came and watched, I played pretty good on those first couple holes on the back nine, so maybe you should come around.
Yeah, I know. Well, last year you won the tournament and went to a playoff.
Yeah.
And you won it playing number 18 again this time. You know, just a little too far back of Pugh from Stephen F. Austin. He had a big lead. But you guys, you played well. You know, 2 weeks ago you guys played at McNeese State's tournament, and you were in a similar situation. I think you guys were 12 shots behind SFA, and you made up 13 on the final day against them to move up into, I think it was third place.
Yeah.
What do you guys do? What do you guys need to do, I guess, on the first two rounds? How do you not fall behind and play like your final rounds have been really, really good?
Yeah. When we were in Lake Charles, it was very, very wet. Probably the most saturated golf course I've ever played on. And it took a little getting used to because we usually play in pretty dry, firm conditions.
Right.
And the greens weren't too great there, so it took a little while to figure out how to roll the ball on the greens. And I think everyone played a little better on Tuesday, but as far as not digging ourselves a hole on the first two rounds on Mondays, I think we just need to get off to better starts, because I didn't play particularly well the first day in either tournament, but I played well on the final round. And, you know, if we give ourselves a better chance on Monday going into Tuesday, I think we'll have some more wins in the column.
Is it the difference between playing 36 on one day and 18, knowing, like, when you know you have 36 holes in front of you, that's a pretty daunting task.
Yeah, 36 holes is kind of a marathon. But I really am not that tired after 36, so I don't think it's... I don't think that's really the problem. I think we just need to get off to better starts. And maybe traveling on Sunday might have something to do with it, but obviously not for this tournament because it was our home tournament. But... yeah, I think if we get off to better starts, we'll have a lot better chances on Tuesday, and we won't have to try and come from behind.
Now, talk a little about your season. You know, in the fall, you struggled a little bit, and I know I was thinking, man, what's going on with Austin? Because you were our top guy last year, but it seems like you've kind of righted the ship in the spring. Was there anything you worked on, or was it you maybe took a break and just kind of came back refreshed after Christmas?
Well, I started playing better at the end of fall. I wasn't really playing bad, I just wasn't scoring.
Just not scoring.
The putter wasn't as good, and that was really the biggest difference. I wasn't playing bad, but I missed a couple of qualifiers, but towards the end of this fall, I think I finished 7th maybe in the last tournament, played pretty well, and then a couple top 10s to start this spring, so I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. We'll get to go to Colorado a couple times,
yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And then conference up in McKinney should be really fun.
Yeah. You know, talk about how difficult is it for you guys when you feel like you're hitting the ball well, you're playing well, you're just not making any putts. How do you, I guess, keep playing through that when it has to be frustrating if nothing's ever falling for you?
Yeah, it can definitely be frustrating. But, I mean, really you just have to look at it in a big perspective. Us only playing 8 or 10 tournaments in a season versus, you know, you look at the PGA Tour and they're playing 30 tournaments a year. And so, you know, they have bad weeks and they miss cuts. But really when you look at it, you can't be upset when you play bad for 1 or 2 weeks. Because,
right.
You know...
It's just going to happen.
It's golf and that's what happens.
It happens every sport. You know, baseball, guys going to slums, basketball, you can't make a shot for a while. You know, is there anything, are you guys doing anything this year as a team to build up towards that conference tournament? That's kind of the big tournament of the year for us this year because we can't go to regionals or anything like that. Is there anything specific the team does to get, I guess, peak for that tournament?
Well, obviously, since we can't go to regionals, it's a little disappointing, but we're going to try and play our best in conference, and hopefully we'll win that. But as far as leading up to that, I think we're all just preparing like we always do and practicing like we always do and just striving to get better overall.
Who are some of the top teams in the conference that you know you guys will be competing with for that title?
Well, Stephen F. Austin, obviously, we've had a couple battles with them the last few tournaments, so they're going to be pretty good. But I think if we play well, we can definitely contend with them. And then I would say Sam Houston State is probably the other team. We haven't played against them that much.
Did we go against them in the fall?
I think
your,
we played
your schedule maybe, and the women's schedule are all both going through my head right now.
I think we played against them maybe two or three times in the fall. And maybe we were 1-2 with them. So, you know, I think if we play well, we can beat them.
All right. Well, Austin, we'll let you take your spring break now.
All right.
Congratulations this week for playing well, and hopefully we'll be talking about you more as the spring goes along.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Austin. Okay, joining us now is Matthew Harris from the men's track team. Matt, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
And you guys finished your indoor season. Now you're heading into the outdoor season. You have your first meet tomorrow at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. How was the first year of indoor being at the Division I level? Can you compare it to past seasons?
It was definitely a little bit harder, more challenging, but we kind of expected that coming from D2 to D1. The level of competition was definitely harder. And it wasn't, you know, it's a lot of teams that want it just as bad as you do. So, I mean, you just really got to train hard.
And the Southland, there's just a lot of schools that have track, so there's more teams, I guess. What was the conference meet like? I know you guys got to go to a really nice facility out of Birmingham. What was it like running there?
It was nice. Personally, for me, I'm from Georgia, so it was nice to be closer to home. it was a nice bank track. I think Coach was telling me that it was like...
It's like one of only like four, I think, in the U.S. Hydraulic bank track or something like that.
It was definitely different running on that one. The banks, I don't know.
Does it take something to get used to it?
Yeah. Because I really didn't run on it because I didn't run it too. But talking to some of my teammates like Chris, he was just telling me that it's just like completely different running on that. Like you got to really work hard to get up the curve. Yeah.
And then I guess you get the downhill on the way back.
Yeah, so.
Looking forward to outdoor season. I think, I know you guys generally kind of look toward the outdoor season as the season you want to peak in. Looking forward, I think, should have a pretty good relay team again this year. What are kind of your goals in the jumps?
I would like to go at least 7-2, 7-3, which is 24, so.
Yeah.
I would like to be able to get there, and I would at least like to at least get 6'3", 6'4", in high jump. So,
I know. I can even see you guys getting higher in the high jump.
Yeah. I definitely want to do better than that. They kind of, you know, I did it my freshman year, and then we laid off of it last year, and then this year they kind of put me back into it. So I'm kind of excited to see what I can get.
Did you do much high jump when you were in high school?
No. I always had the jumping ability, but I didn't really have a coach in high school, so... I think I did it like my senior year just because they were just like, hey, we're going to try even this.
Yeah.
So that's what they did.
Any triple jump for you this year?
I would like to try triple jump. And if the coaches will let me, I would definitely try triple jump.
Now looking ahead, we've had some good 4x1 relay teams here in the past. How good do you think the relay can be this year?
This is the most sprinters we've ever had.
I know we have a bunch.
Yeah, so I mean, we got an A team and we got a B team, and we got some people missing, and we still gonna have a B team this meet. So, they definitely is enough potential to go, if not faster, as fast as we went last year, in the 4x1. So that'll be interesting to see.
How long do you think it will take before you guys kind of finally settle on, you know, a consistent A team? Do you think that'll change a little bit over the first couple of weeks as you kind of see who runs the curve well, that kind of thing?
I think honestly it could be changing all year because, like I said, from the 60 to even to the 200, everybody is such a...
Everyone's pretty close.
Yeah, everybody's so close that, you know, I don't... I mean, It could possibly be, you know, a solid team, but I kind of feel like it's going to be off and on all year, you know. And based on injury, anybody could be put in there. So,
how's it help you having the experience of going to the national meet, running the relay? Does that make it easier, you think, for you when you come into those big meets that you know you kind of know what to expect and how to perform?
Yeah. I mean, my mindset is always just to treat every meet like every other one. You know, just you going out there to, you know, what you've been practicing to, you know, to put it into play. And that's what I try to do for every meet. I never try to, you know, stress out about a bigger meet or a smaller meet. I treat all of them the same.
What all events are you doing this weekend?
I'll be on the 4x1, long jump, high jump, and I'll be running the 200.
200. Do you have any goals? What would you like to be able to run the 200 in for this first meet? Do you have a time that you kind of want to reach for this first meet of the season?
If I can get a 22 low or even a 21 possibly, I would definitely be happy with that going into the outdoor season.
Now, you know, this is the first ever meet at this facility, so if you can win an event, you will have the facility record.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
That's something I think the 4x1 team needs to keep in mind. If you guys can win, you got a meet record, facility record.
That's true. I didn't realize that we were going to be the first ones running here.
Yeah, it's a new, brand new track, I guess, over there in Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
What's it been like for you now? You're one of the upperclassmen. We have a lot of freshmen on the team. Is it something where you kind of have to almost teach them what it means to be a college track athlete?
Yeah, it's a lot of things they don't realize. I mean, for one, a lot of people were surprised that we were here for spring break, but it's kind of what you have to do
right.
In college athletics. You got to sacrifice breaks to, you know. For the most part, not really. It's a little, some things I do have to, like, you know, show them the ropes, but most things, a lot of them are, you know, pretty mature for college level, so.
Who are some of the freshmen that you think will do well for us this year?
It's a lot of them. Joe Higgins on the hurdles, he's doing pretty good. Jamari Gilbert, he's doing pretty good. Darian Lopez, Vernon Lott, and I think there's a lot of sleepers too that are going to do good outdoor season, like Jordan Epps and Anthony. I can't think of his last name. But
Johnson.
Anthony Johnson. I think he'll do pretty good too in the 4 because he's pretty strong. And a lot of them, I know a lot of the freshmen just aren't used to being indoors. So
yeah.
Outdoor season probably will be a lot different.
Any chance you try to run the 400?
Oh, man. No.
Every time I ask a sprinter if they want to run the 400, they say, no, thank you.
If we do a B team, they could possibly get me on a 4x4. I'm ready to do that.
But. That's where most of the time, like, okay, I'll do a relay, but not an open 4.
Yeah, never open 4.
Did you ever run an open 400 in high school?
Never ran the open 4. Never.
So basically, you're just a lazy sprinter and jumper. Man.
Lazy sprinter and jumper.
Well, Matt, we thank you for joining us. Good luck this year, and hopefully you have a great first meet.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.